The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you from the studio's Republic Broadcasting Network on this third day of May 2010. May already. January, February, March, April. 4 months gone already. A 30 of the year out the window. Are we having fun yet, Ron?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know about you, John.
like I said, Ron, everything has already been taped. It's all recorded, and somebody just hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. It seems like I've been here, done this, and it's just moving more rapidly.
Yeah, well that's called a rut, John. That's being in a rut.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't consider myself being in a rut, but, you know, we keep seeing the same old, and nothing is really breaking out for truth, justice, and the American way. Maybe I can feel real patriotic and have hope if I go see Iron Man 2. Maybe he'll come to our rescue.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. It's going to happen, John. I have the faith that it will happen, and it's not blind faith. I just know it's going to happen.
Well, and there's a lot of interesting things going on. How's this one? How about a federal judge letting these Huttery guys out of jail on bond?
You want my opinion?
Yeah.
I think they were convicted before they actually went into trial. You know, there's a Fifth Amendment right there, plus the First Amendment right. They're taking their guns away from them. They're pulling their private or their what do they call it? The license for concealed weapons. They're removing those. It seems like the judge is not being, in accordance with the duties of her office, impartial.
Well, and you're right about how are they supposed to get a fair trial, because I've been watching the papers in Detroit, Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, and almost every single day they've got the prosecution's part of the story and a few blurbs from the defense attorneys, which there are several. This is not one attorney handling all the cases here. But, yeah, that was the question I asked right out of the chute on this deal. How are you supposed to get a fair trial? I've seen federal judges before that have locked everybody down, and they said, hey, look, in order to have a fair trial here, I don't want this monkey trial going on in the press. So they put gag orders on people. Well, not this time around. And you're exactly right. They have already been convicted in the papers. News media is not really touching this. This has kind of been kept at a local or state level up in Michigan. Very little on the national news, and you'd think that they'd be all over this. But, you know, I think you're right. I think they've already been tried. And it's kind of shocking to read some of the things, and we'll go into that a little bit, amongst other things today, folks. And we'll take your phone calls as well. We got out-of-control stuff going on all over the place. So let's try to be in control, at least for the next 2 hours. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron, I think you may be right in this instance. It's Seek In. Let me see what I can find here. This federal judge in Detroit ordered the release of the nine members of the Lenawee County Christian Militia Group. They were freed on bond over the objections of the federal prosecutors. And she said in a statement, the United States is correct that it need not wait until people are killed before they arrest conspirators. U.S. District Judge Victoria Roberts said in a decision this morning, but the defendants are also correct. Their right to engage in hate-filled, venomous speech is a right that deserves First Amendment protections. Yeah, okay. She said federal prosecutors failed to persuade her that the defendants must be jailed until trial and that there was no immediate comment from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, Roberts said that the defendants could be freed under house arrest on electronic tethers. They must surrender their concealed weapon permits, as you said, cannot apply for a license to purchase or carry guns, and cannot drink alcohol or take drugs. She said they must continue to work and report to pretrial services on a weekly basis. And Roberts said the defendants must also provide a list of names, addresses, and phone numbers for all Huttery members and members of any other militia groups they're associated with. Now, yeah, so let me...
They're tried. Yeah. They're already tried.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the judge to call them conspirators before any real proof has been raised into the courtroom, how does that, how's that grab you? How would you like to be called a conspirator? actor because the United States has investigated them for 2 years. 2 years, and they've done no acts yet. But they're contemplating on doing an act, so they're going to be addressed as conspirators. Is there something wrong with that?
Well, and the main charge here, all nine of these guys, and women, I guess, were charged with seditious conspiracy and attempting to use weapons of mass destruction and possession of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. The weapons of mass destruction charge, the most serious, carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. What exactly was weapons of mass destruction, and how do they categorize? I used to think of weapons of mass destruction of being hydrogen bombs. Maybe weapons aerosolized or weapons of some kind of bugaboo or something to that effect. But
bio warfare.
And chemical weapons. You know, usually dispersed by planes or, you know, artillery or whatever the case may be. You know, and the word that I got was that they weren't necessarily infiltrated by FBI, even though that they keep touting that there is this person that was an FBI agent that came in and demonstrated the use, brought in and demonstrated the use of explosives. Now, in my day, they used to call that kind of thing a setup or entrapment. The Huttery people did not go out there and get bombs or designs of bombs or anything else. And it seems that this whole thing is whipped up and the testimony is given by the supposed FBI person. And as you said, let's go back to your earlier statement, they've already been tried. You see, no federal witnesses or anybody that infiltrates it, they never lie. They never give false testimony. And, you know, this has shades. It's not the same exact thing, but the 1993 Twin Towers bombing. These people couldn't have done anything without the assistance and the help of the FBI. Now, there's something very strange going on here. Would the Huttery militia people, would they have done anything, would they have come under any scrutiny whatsoever if they didn't have infiltrators into their group bringing in weapons or plans for weapons and demonstrating weapons? These Huttery people didn't do it. It was the FBI people that did it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's laughable that they're being charged with a seditious conspiracy. When you think about it, this is just nine people who are commencing the overthrow of the entire United States government or levying war on it. Nine people. I think someone's got their scope or perspective out of alignment here.
Yeah. The judge in her brief here says the discrete issue before the court is whether conditions of bond can be set which will reasonably assure both the defendant's appearance in court as required as well as the safety of the community. The defendant's guilt or innocence need not be decided at this juncture. Well, that's nice of a judge to say that before there is even a trial, because generally speaking, and I joke not about this, it is now that everybody's guilty of something until you're properly vetted, investigated. Somebody climbs in your body orifices with a microscope just to make sure that you're not guilty and then you're cleared. But the idea is that we're all guilty of suspicion of something. Otherwise, the FBI wouldn't be tapping into your emails, recording your phone calls, going into your house, folks. We don't joke about this. The press never talks about this, but the FBI can go waltzing into a private residence. They can break in anytime they want, inspect or take whatever they want, and not even have to leave their business card. And when you talk to people about issues like this, Ron, they go, well, yeah, and then I've heard this, and I swear, the next time I hear somebody say that, well, if you're not guilty of anything, what do you have to hide? Excuse me? I mean, was that said in Nazi Germany, or was that said in Pol Pot's, Uncle Joe Stalin's deal?
And absolutely. And why shouldn't someone have something to hide? It's no one's business what the personal life of a person is. And that is protected. That was one of the liberties first protected. People wanted the privacy. They wanted to make sure that they were secured in their privacy. That means no one has the right to know their business. And that's what those excuse this descriptive word, the idiots out there that think that way, that what are you afraid of? Do you have something to hide? You know, that is just idiotic, especially against something as powerful as the United States government.
Well, and of course we had this convenient, and I saw Chuck Schumer on this deal. He was all over the media waxing eloquently like he can talk to most people turned to sand, and the interview lasted about that long, where it has now been determined by Charles the Possum Schumer that this was a lone wolf scenario, that this bomber that they think that they have, but they don't really have in New York, you know, the one they had firecrackers and propane tanks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to make it look like it was amateurish, and but it it still could be very deadly. Now look, I'm going to be honest here, and I'm not advocating that people do this, so please. But if I wanted to cook up a scenario that I wanted to hurt as many people as I possibly could, and by the way, what's the motivation of somebody killing innocent people to begin with? You know, you got to check that premise. But if you look at this, I can go on the internet and I can find 15 different ways from Sunday to make something that's a little bit more deadly than firecrackers in a propane container.
Yeah. Is that actually what they had, firecrackers or sparklers?
Well, it's the stories keep changing here.
Because nothing was put together. You know, they had wire. They didn't say they had wire connected to leads, connected to something. No, nothing was put together. So, and they said they had fireworks or something. They used a general term.
Well, and this is what it said. And this is a story that came out of WCBS out of New York City. Firefighters, emergency service officers, and the bomb squad responded, and the bomb squad confirmed that the suspicious vehicle did indeed contain an explosive device. Packed inside a dark green Nissan Pathfinder were three propane tanks, consumer-grade fireworks, two full 5-gallon gasoline containers, two clocks and some electrical wire, and a metal gun locker. And it was abandoned with its engine and hazard lights on. They immediately shut down Times Square, so on and so forth. Now, Governor Patterson said that we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to the heroic actions of the New York City Police Department and the single vigilant New Yorker who identified a suspicious vehicle near Times Square in the New York City. Luckily, no one was hurt, and now the full attention of the city, state, and federal law enforcement will be turned to bringing the guilty party to justice in this act of terrorism. Well, here again, who was it that actually did this? This sounds suspiciously to me to be a false flag episode, because like I said, anybody that has access to the internet, and you can go to any one of these cafes, look, you want to be anonymous out there, okay, you want to be anonymous, you want to go searching, you can go to any coffee shop, you can go to any place that has access to Wi-Fi and a computer, and you can download and you can look at whatever you want, and by the time anybody would show up, if you were flagged, you'd be gone. So this whole thing stinks beyond belief. And what are we having here? You know, we have the Huttery Militia. Ooh, they were going to start killing police officers. Let me tell you something. This is what was surmised before, and this was a story that was planted before to get the cops absolutely dancing on the head of a pin, nervous, you know, tight gripped on their six gun. Back in the 90s, it was stated that, oh, these militia people, we're going to pull over or draw into scenarios cops, single cops in cruisers or buddy up, two up in a cruiser, draw them off into maybe some location and then do damage to the officer. This is an old story that goes back better than 10 years. So here it is again, only this time the FBI and their snoops are in there concocting what I'm assuming here, concocting this wonderful story. Now, I don't know any of these Huttery guys, but I can tell you something right now. I have never known anybody dumb enough in the militia to ever make public utterances, even among themselves, of something as stupid as this, to go kill innocent cops. My God in heaven. It just smells, my friend. It just smells incredibly bad. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Ron, do you remember back September 11, 2001, what happened the day before this terrorist act happened? Do you remember the airlines that put the shorts in on the stock?
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, yeah, that was one of the things. Yeah, that came out, actually, after that came out in a video. Everything that occurred prior to that attack.
Well, it's very interesting, as if Goldman Sachs is not in enough hot water as it is, and I do believe they're going to be the sacrificial lambs to give the public to whet their appetite, oh, we're going to get those evil banksters. And what is looming, and this is the Huffington Post, folks, what is looming as another public relations predicament for Goldman Sachs, the banking giant, admitted today that it made a substantial financial bet against the Gulf of Mexico one day before the sinking of an oil rig in that body of water. The new revelations came to light after government investigators turned up new emails from Goldman employees, Fabrice, the fabulous Fab Touré, in which he bragged to a girlfriend that the firm was taking a big short position on the Gulf. One oil rig goes down and we're going to be rolling in dough, Mr. Touré wrote in one email. Suck it, fishies and birdies. The news about Goldman's bet against the Gulf comes on the heels of embarrassing revelations that the firm had taken a short position on Lindsay Lohan's acting career. Kind of disassociated stories, but here again, inside knowledge, insider trading. Oh boy. Somebody knows something and they're not getting up off of it. And We haven't even touched the subject. I want to take a phone call in between our topics of conversation, which there's going to be many today, folks. But Tom in Brooklyn.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I am assuming this is Brooklyn, New York, right, Tom?
Yeah, well, I'm in my vacation home, but you know me from Brooklyn.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of things you're talking about that I know a little bit about. And, you know, it's pretty interesting that you just brought this up about the oil platform. It's not what I wanted to talk to you about. But these financial institutions have so many connections in the underworld that I'm surprised they're not nuking cities just for the insurance.
Yeah, don't count that out of the equation.
No, no, I targeted Detroit. I did a cost analysis proposal on if big business wanted to get out of big business in America, what they would do. And I said, nuke Detroit for one thing. You get rid of the soft housing market, all the unemployed people, and, you know, you get to build your new factories using insurance money and government subsidy.
Yeah, and probably in a location that's not continental United States, not CONUS. It probably
would
be in China.
Oh, yeah, somewhere else.
Yeah.
But here's what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, that alleged El Caca bomber that they had in New York City, you know, yesterday or, you know, over the weekend, is pretty interesting that he sounded more like a redneck going to a barbecue than a bomber. You know what I'm saying? He had propane tank, he had fireworks, he had this, he had that. This was a completely staged, made up, scarist tactic by the media. I mean, really, the media created all of this nonsense. And the bottom line here is, what they want to do is they want to get everybody off the track that they've got an illegal alien in the White House, you know? You can't find, you know, a Muslim terrorist. Well, you can't find a Muslim in the White House, can you? You know, just so many weird things going on. Now, let's get to the Atari guys. You ready?
Yeah.
You know, through our ignorance of language, okay, and even the people who are supposedly on our side, right, ignorance of language, they continually say, well, they ambushed those guys going to a funeral. Well, I got news for you. A funeral has a dead guy in a box. A wake has a dead guy with a party in front of him. A memorial service for somebody that you don't even know, that was proposed by people that you didn't even know, in a warehouse, in a secluded area where you could have a shootout and nobody would even hear it. I mean, there has to be a control mechanism that overrode their better judgment in place at the moment. And when these people get out, I'm sure they're going to go see this alleged, insider or friendly person. I just hope it happens, because you know what, John, I would never, ever, ever forgive a betrayal. You know that?
No, the one thing that I hold above all else is
loyalty.
You got it, brother. You got it.
And listen, I may be living in an old house. I may be a little bit banged up now, but you want to know something? My position has never wavered, and I cannot be bought. And you sell your brother out. You know what? You may not have. You don't have to. You have a fight with somebody, and then you sell them out. You know, that's it. That's unethical. That's not the way that this is supposed to be. And I just want to let the people out there know that those people were given up by somebody in their own. Now, all right, the FBI put somebody in there 2 years. For 2 years they had somebody inside there. And like you said, he was the one that introduced the bomb.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? Why don't they just disband the FBI? Because, you know, in each and every time we have one of these events, right, there was an FBI agent in Jersey City mixing the bomb to put in the Trade Center the first time. They had a guy, an agent in place from the time they mixed the bomb to the time it was delivered and into the basement of the Trade Center.
And from what I understand, the FBI had to actually teach one of these guys to drive a van because he didn't know how to drive.
Really, you know what they should do? I really think that they should stop picking on these Middle Eastern people and start just training monkeys, you know?
Tom, we got to go to break, man.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's snag another call here. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi. Hello. Withdrawal is the answer to that question that I've been asking you about how these non-white foreigners are able to get their convictions reversed and all their records expunged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's withdrawal. It's the embassy or the consulate calls the judge and says, withdraw your complaint. And the judge does. He withdraws the complaint and every piece of paperwork that came after it, and the guy is released from prison.
Well, and generally speaking, that only happens with foreign diplomats, that these people
No, it happens with everybody.
Well, I'm just trying to explain to you, Richard,
yeah,
that heretofore, that if there was anything dealing with a foreign national, that their embassy here inside the United States would get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're talking about are people that might be of foreign background, but these people are what? You know, what do they represent and who are they that...
Well, they're people that were born in this country, but they have citizenship in another country, like Israel, for instance.
Okay.
And Mexico. There are a lot of Mexicans that were born in this country, but they chose to recover their Mexican citizenship and stay here.
So when they get in a little jam, they call the Mexican consulate or the embassy here inside the United States. A phone call's made by a federal judge. Who's making these calls?
An official of the embassy, maybe the ambassador.
Okay.
Or the consular officer makes the call to the judge, and everything has to be expunged because the claim under Rule 12B fails. He cannot be held responsible for the national debt. He has documentation to prove that he is not a U.S. citizen. You say, you, John, you have to be a U.S. citizen because you don't have documentation from a sovereign nation, a member of the United Nations, showing that you are a citizen of some nation.
Well, I'm not sure that I wanted to be a citizen of some nation, as which the kind of the 14th Amendment makes me, kind of voter registration makes me, benefit of government by way of benefit like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, I don't care what it is.
Well, they get all that stuff anyway.
That's true. They do.
What benefit is that?
So
they get it anyway.
So you're saying here, if these people have dual citizenship, they found a way, even though they were born inside the United States, they've got dual citizenship with another country. I want to learn that trick, because if I go to a foreign country and commit some sort of crime, hey, I want that benefit.
It doesn't work in reverse.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't work in reverse, because the United States is not a nation.
Ron, are you following this?
Hello?
Yeah, are you following this?
Yeah, I am. I definitely am. And 12B6 fails to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. That basically says that all the law has been broken, and that's a fact. However, this person there's no personal jurisdiction over this person. I'd like to know what crimes they committed, because I don't know any place in the United States that if you break a law, even if you're a foreigner, you're not subject to the laws of the nation or to that state. Unless you're an ambassador.
The third DUI is a felony in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And you go away for a year on a third DUI.
Yeah.
But if you're a documented citizen of another nation, the prosecution fails and you just go free.
How many cases, Richard, are you talking about here that you have personal knowledge of?
Yeah, because
I read about them in the newspaper.
Not in my county. If those immigrants come from Mexico and they get drunk, get a DUI, I've been in court and I've seen them arrested and they lose. I've never seen fail to state a claim upon which relief may be granted being used in their defense.
But they use it post-conviction.
Yeah, but how many instances are you talking about here?
Well, I know I've read about them in the Huntsville Times.
Okay, about them. How many of them is what I'm asking you?
Well, there was only one where there was a post-conviction clear-up.
Okay, so he might have been zooming the prosecutor's wife and had the goods on him or blackmailing him or whatever.
No, it was a third DUI.
Yeah, but Richard, understand what I'm saying here. I'm saying that this is one instance down there in Alabama that you came across. And what I'm saying to you is it doesn't seem to me that this is a prevalent problem. I've got one instance from you here, but I don't see exactly how this is working and who these people are that they're being protected from prosecution. I just don't get it.
John, the records are expunged.
Okay, have you contacted, hold on a second, Ron, have you contacted anybody in the state of Louisiana to bring this to their attention? And if you did, what did they tell you?
Alabama.
I'm sorry, Alabama.
No, I didn't see any point in complaining. There's nothing that I...
But you've been on this jag with me for 6 months. This is, Richard, every time that you call into this program, you bring up this very same thing. And I'm asking you to do a little bit more homework. Get me some place where I can go in and verify that this is going on and with more than one person.
Mm.
Yeah, see what I'm saying here?
Otherwise, we're changing our citizenship. I want the same immunities.
Me too.
No, you can't do that. You're white.
How do you know he's white? How do you know he's white?
Lily's on your program, Lily.
Okay. All right, hey, Richard, unless, you know, unless you give me something a little bit more, this is pretty thin, man.
Well, I thought you folks in Texas would see a lot of examples.
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen any. I really haven't. Now, none that's come to my attention or none that has been pointed out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a one-off down there. Maybe it's something that they've constructed that, you know, we don't see or we don't hear about it or we don't read about it in the newspaper. Look, I know all kinds of greasing is going on all over the place. But these people, when this... Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, there are instances where 12B6 can be used, even in a third DUI. Let's say the guy never actually was in his car. He was about his car, and his car was right in his driveway, and he was drinking. Well, in and about your car, you can be arrested for a DUI. However, he was on private property. That fails to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. All the facts are there. He is drunk. He is in or about a car, but he's on private property. He has a right to be there. That's where there would be a withdrawal of the entire complaint.
Yeah.
Well, this is post-conviction.
Yeah. Well, Richard, I don't know what to tell you, man. I really don't.
I think I see it, but it's really a painful thing to look at.
Well, I wish you would give me something more that I can start making some phone calls down there and at least have tacit denial that this even took place. You know, I'd like to get something a little bit more. I mean, you've been after me for months.
All I can say is the Huntsville Times.
Okay, well.
That's all I know.
Well, and email me the story or get it over to me. Maybe I can make some phone calls and start asking specific questions. But I got to have some more specifics about who was involved and dates and times and all that other stuff, judges and all that.
Well,
if you can do that, Richard, it'd greatly help me. I don't have the time or the resource to reach in there to Alabama to do that.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your call. He's been after me for a while, and this has really stuck in the guy's craw, and maybe, in fact, that this did happen as he describes, but it gives me very little to go on. Very little.
Well, you know, if it is happening, I'd be a little upset, too. But, again, you know, you're dealing in a factual society. You need supportive evidence to prove that these are, you know, it's just not an isolated case, and it actually is happening.
And one thing that the courts are always looking for, and what is that magic word? Standing.
Yes.
What do we got here? What do we got to do about it? What do we got to do to cover it up or prosecute or do whatever? By the way, this oil rig deal, this thing apparently is a lot worse than what has been relayed. You know, we heard the stories go out that Obama wants SWAT teams on other oil platforms in the Gulf. Do you know how many thousands of those there are? And somehow it's kind of intimating that there might have been something very wrong going on. Why then would you send SWAT teams that are designed to do one thing, take control of the situation and nail bad guys? Why would you be putting them on oil rigs if this was just a explosion of some sort? Now, here's a little bit more behind this. George Uri sent this over to me. We've heard that a supply ship arrived just before the explosions. It was reported to be manned by all new people. Nobody aboard was from the usual supply crew. This purported industry source continues. There was a total of 14 explosions, and these could have been cutting charges. Moreover, the shutoff valve below the surface, evidently about 5,000 feet down, on the seabed is no longer controllable. And still, there's a lot of disinfo and speculation scampering around on the netosphere. Now, second point that's brought up, a reader who is an engineer of considerable experience says, watch this one evolve carefully because it's destined to continue to grow, and he shares this long but worthy explanation as to why. And I'll go over it briefly here. He's had 25 years experience. I've worked on some big projects with big machines. He says, first, the original estimate was 5,000 gallons of oil a day spilling into the ocean. And there has been some estimates that have been ramped up to maybe 20,000 gallons a day, but some is maybe as high as 200,000 gallons a day. Now, that would be over 1 million gallons of crude pouring into the Gulf, in a week's time. Now, BP platform was drilling for what they call deep oil. They go out where the ocean's 5,000 feet deep and drill another 30,000 feet into the Earth's crust. Well, that's right at the edge of what present human and technology can do. They said this time they hit a pocket of oil at such high pressure that it burst all their safety valves all the way up to the drilling rig and then caused the rig to explode and sink. Now, supposedly this thing exploded, sunk, and where did it end up? Exactly right on the drill hole some 5,000 feet down. Now they got a hole in the ocean floor 5,000 feet down with a wrecked oil drilling rig sitting on top of it spewing 200,000 barrels of oil a day into the ocean. Now, first they've got to do is get the oil rig off the hole in order to cap it, and that's a Herculean event unto itself. And what will it take to move that wrecked oil rig sitting 5,000 feet underwater, almost a mile down? That operation alone would take years and hundreds of millions of dollars to accomplish. Now, the only piece of human technology that might address this is a nuclear bomb, he says. He says, I'm not kidding. If they put a nuke down there and hit the right spot, it might seal up the hole. Now, there's all kinds of speculation on this deal, but the problem remains that this thing is still spewing oil into the Gulf with possible ramifications all the way to the Gulf Coast, Alabama, Gulf Coast, you name it. Now, the third thing he brings up is the predictive linguistics discussion on this blue flu and the latest shape of things to report of what's ahead in the world's oceans. In particular, what strikes me is that while some of the focus has been on the possibility of methane hydrate releases, the spelling of this report of flu, not F-U-L, F-U-L-E, is another added speculation to this. Methane hydrate rather than compressed methane. Now, they've got a problem down there. But none of this stuff, to me, is making any sense. But add into what that Huffington Post thing said that, well, somebody took some bets and shorted the day before this thing happened in the Gulf. So here's the question, Ron. Was this an act of terrorism? Was this a deliberate act to maybe forestall something? Maybe it was there to give credence to cap and trade, which I understand the Senate is considering for vote this week. A lot of ramifications here, but again, we're dealing with people that aren't really straight up with answers when asked direct questions, so how the hell are we supposed to know?
Yeah, it's anyone's bet, but I'd be on the... My bet would always go towards the greedy factor, and I would say the day before someone had placed a bet. That's where I would look at it. You know, I do think the president has a right to bring in forces in that, because this is actually a commercial venture that has crossed lines. However, SWAT team, I don't get that. What's the SWAT team supposed to do? I can see checking out rigs and things of that nature, but a police force going in down there? What? Yeah. That's kind of insanity.
Yeah.
There's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that problem? What is the problem that they perceive that they need to put SWAT teams on oil rigs? You know, none of this stuff is making any sense on the information so far that's been released.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, the only reason you put a SWAT team in place is because a crime has been committed. Am I right?
That's
what they're used for.
Yeah.
So what crime has been committed? We once had a rig there, now we don't. What's the only crime that could have been committed? That's the facts we've been given are not really the correct facts. Someone blew up the rig.
And for what purpose?
Yeah.
To jack oil
prices up? To cover bets. To cover bets.
Boy, isn't this something to be discussing such possibilities of that, living in this corrupt world that we live in? You know, it just seems anything is possible anymore. And I think that's what's unnerving to a lot of different people. Marty in Idaho. Hello, Marty.
I'm glad you got to me. Let me get speakerphone. Interesting. I'm just rereading the report that I got online. And I know, you know, the net, you can't say, oh, this is absolutely true. But I've listened to this woman talk before, and I got her report on, and her information comes from
who? Her,
Sorsha Fall.
Oh, geez,
like, is she bad or dumb? I don't know,
Marty. I wouldn't touch that woman with a 100-foot pole.
Then I'm just going to just rip that up and.
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
What is she? Who is she?
I think it's a male, actually. I don't think it's a female.
But there
has been a lot of weird stuff that has come out of Sorsha Fall to the point, like I said, I wouldn't touch her with a 100-foot pole.
Okay, then we're not even going to go there.
Okay.
I'll just say that I heard also before that it could be North Korea because South Korea built the rig and blah, blah, blah.
And how would North Korea send assets over here to do that? That would be
they
my
had
next
a,
question.
Oh, she said it's a submarine torpedo, blah,
I thought
blah,
we
blah.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, you asked me, and I asked.
Okay. All right, okay. Marty. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. 800-313-9443. No more Sorsha Fall stories, please. We'll be back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Back. Several things have come to light. You think the Obamacare, that was just about no Obamacare? Or is it a way for the IRS to clamp down on more people? I don't know if you've seen this or not, Ron, but this was a costly IRS mandate that was slipped into the health care bill. And these creatures, when they say... a bill cited as da-da-da-da-da-da and for other purposes. Man, they mean other purposes. A few wording changes in the tax code section 6041 regarding 1099 reporting were slipped into the 2,000-page health care legislation. The changes will force millions of businesses to issue hundreds of millions, perhaps billions, of additional IRS forms, that being the 1099s, every year. It appears to be a costly and anti-business nightmare. Under current law, businesses are required to issue 1099s in a limited set of situations, such as when paying outside consultants. The health care bill includes a vast expansion in this information reporting requirement in an attempt to raise revenue for an increasingly rapacious, I should say, Congress. In a recent summary, tax information from RIA, and this was put together by the Cato Institute, the 2010 Health Care Act adds amounts in consideration for property, code section 6041A, as amended, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on to say, as amended to the 2010 Health Care Act 9006B2 to the pre-2010 Health Care Act categories of payments for which an information return to the IRS will be required if the $600 aggregate payment threshold is met in a tax year for any one payee. Now, this means that Congress says that for payments made after 2011, the term payments include gross proceeds paid in consideration for property or services. Now, basically, let me boil all this down. Businesses will have to issue 1099s whenever they do more than $600 worth of business with another entity in a year's time. Now, for this $14 trillion U.S. economy, I'm still amazed that it's still generating that much, that's a hell of a lot of 1099s. When a business buys, say, a $1,000 used car, it'll have to gather information on the seller and mail 1099s to the seller and the IRS. When a small shop owner pays rent, she will have to send a 1099 to the landlord and to the IRS. You see where this is going. Now, a tax CPA, Chris Hesse of Lemaster Daniels, says, under the health legislation, the IRS could be receiving billions of more documents every year. Under current law, businesses send forms 1099 for payments of rent, interest, dividends, and non-employee services when such payments are to be entities other than corporations. Interest, dividends, and non-employee services when such payments are to entities other than corporations. Now, under this new law, businesses will be required to send a 1099 to other businesses for virtually all purchases. And for the first time, 1099s are to be sent to corporations. This is a huge new imposition on American business, costing the private economy much more than additional tax that the IRS might collect as a result.
It's the hangman's noose.
Yeah. Remember when you wanted to get that little check from George Bush? He was sending out maybe up to $1,200 to people. Guess what you had to do? Show your previous year's 1040 or whatever form you filled out to the IRS. It all comes with a string, doesn't it? Take the break here, top of the hour, second hour coming up, covering more news and information. We'll take your calls as well at 800-313-9443.
With recent